A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, has described the choice of Pa Kwesi Emesa-Afa as vice president as appropriate. He said the argument that Mr. Afa is more of a technocrat than a politician does not hold water. According to him, the country needs people of such stature to solve the teething problems confronting it. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
People play different roles in the political movement. If you set up a political party, there'll be those who will be very, very conspicuous on platforms and so on and so forth. So, yet there'll be others who will be doing very serious intellectual work behind the scenes. And there may be others who may be financing quietly. All of these people are needed in the movement. I think a lot of the criticisms that are being leveled against AB and Mr. Afa at the moment are not very, very valid. But let me say this. Akwesi will be very well connected to very powerful forces within the NDC. And it is likely that by the mere fact of his being elevated to this very high position within the party, a lot more people will be willing to make resources available to campaign more vigorously for the victory of the party in the coming election. For me, I think the president has made the kind of choice he really, really needs at this particular point in time. And let us support the president's choice.
In effect, you are saying those who say that he hasn't been in frontline politics has no case.
Why does everybody have to be in the front line? If you have people shouting, Trogoy, but there's nobody doing the thinking, you're not going anywhere.
But do technocrats make good politicians?
Look, let me say this. In 1996, when president of the time, Lieutenant John Rawlins, chose Professor John Evans Atanoth as his running mate, how many people in this country sincerely knew Professor John Evans Atanoth as a strong NDC person? How many people in this country would at that time accept Professor John Evans Atanoth as a politician?
With his economic background, what does he bring, or what will be his economic influence on the NDC party as a whole?
Mr. Pakwisi Emesa-Afa is better placed to know the kind of macroeconomic policies that are required for an oil exporting economy like Ghana at this particular point in time. He knows pressures on the CD, the huge import bill. He knows all the problems. So having a person like that as vice president, he may not be a huge charismatic politician and so on and so forth, but you need a crack technocrat, level-headed, to support him.
On the vetting of Mr. Afa, Dr. Jonah said it is a constitutional flaw.
I am completely opposed to Mr. KB and Mr. Afa. He should be vetted. There's no word like vetting in the constitution.
So there is a lapse in the constitution which needs to be looked at.
There is nothing in the constitution which gives the appointments committee the power to grant him or do anything. I think all that parliament has to do, the nomination should be presented and they should vote whether they accept the president's nomination or not.
Political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Kwesi Jonah. A former first deputy speaker of parliament, Ken Jirasa, says the vice president's nominee, Pa Kwesi Emesa-Afa, should go through the vetting process of parliament. He said though the vetting of a vice president is not captured in the constitution, it is an opportunity for the reviewers of the law to consider it.
The principle and practice in parliament is that parliament is the master of its own rules and procedures. So parliament can change its rules as and when it becomes necessary. This principle has what we call a judicial blessing. In the case of J.H. Mensah versus the Attorney General and the Clerk of Parliament as defendants, you will recall that in 1996-97, during the second term of His Excellency President Rawlins, they submitted a list of old over ministers who the appointment committee was to nominally consider and then pass for the attention of the larger house. J.H. Mensah went to court and requested that the Supreme Court declared that the process that the appointments committee and parliament had engaged in order to clear the ministers for them to continue to stay in their respective offices was contrary to the constitution. Based on this principle, I think that the current parliament has the right to fashion the procedure for approving or disapproving presidential nominee. It doesn't matter whether the person is a vice president or a minister. That person, within the context of this debate is a presidential nominee for the configuration of parliament. So parliament now has the opportunity to fashion its rules, since this is unprecedented, whether to refer the matter to the appointment committee or to just come and rubber stamp it without debate on the floor of the House. The only precaution is that parliament must act in such a way that its conduct does not constitute an embarrassment to the generality of the Ghanaian populace.
Former First Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Ken Jirasa.